Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How is everybody doing today?
I hope everybody's doing good. Huh?
Is the name of the song?
To be real.
I think we've got it.
How's everyone doing today? It is a fabulous day.
It is a great day.
Well, it is a rainy day, but you know what? We are here, and
we're having a good time.
Exactly. We're here, and we're having a good time. But, you know,
and that's all that's important.
That's all that's important. That's all that's important. The thing is, it has stopped raining, but it has been raining for a moment. I was like, what is going on? What is going on? I have no idea. It's the wrong
Clearly.
It's Mariah Carey. No, that's not the one. Hello, everybody. We want Cheryl Lynn. We want Cheryl Lynn. We want this, everybody. Welcome. It is Thursday, October 15th, and we are the Keep It Real Girls, Kathy B. and Nancy A., hanging with you in Washington, D.C.
Yes, we are.
Keeping it all real. So call us, tell us what you know, what you got, what you want to know. Our number is
1-646-478-5656. That, once again, is 646-478-5656. All righty then. So, what do we have going on today, Nancy?
Burning my lungs with my cocoa.
Yeah, when you put it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
I forgot. Other than me burning the heck out of my lungs, my chest was in flames.
We're a little late on the music here.
We already have the music.
I know. I'm better late than never, right?
We already have the music.
I'm turning it down. All right then. We have the best of technical people today.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Okay, so anyway. What do we have going on? Besides we're trying to get up on YouTube here and I'm not having much luck with that either.
I'm going to stop calling you the info lady because you are slipping.
Look, I am the info lady.
You
I
are
am not
slipping.
The techno lady, okay?
Oh, I do. Mm-mm. You did mention that also. You did say, in addition, I am technologically advanced.
I usually am, but I am having some issues at the moment. I am having some issues. So, tell me what you know.
What I know is, as usual, there's madness out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you see the, this is a frivolous something, but did you see the report where the model, 23-year-old model, was fired because she was too fat? The girl is 23. She's 5'10", 123 pounds.
And they fired her because she's too fat?
Mm-hmm. I wish I'm trying to find the picture of her so I could show you.
She's 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
123 pounds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they said she was fired.
Yeah,
I mean, they said she was fired.
Yeah, I think it's Ralph Lauren. Yeah, here she goes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, she's a pig! Look at her.
I know, right? I mean, what is she, a size 4? But apparently, the quote-unquote size for the runway these days, nobody listens, is 0 to 2. This is what he did. This is what he did with a photo of her. He photoshopped her. Look at this madness.
Oh, my God. That looks horrible.
They photoshopped that. Her head is bigger than her.
That looks awful.
That looks, and he thinks this is how they are so.
This is
delicious.
Ralph Lauren that's doing this?
He thinks that this is beauty?
She looks like a, you know, like when you have a pencil and you put those little eraser heads on.
Exactly,
the,
exactly. Her name,
I mean, her head is already bigger than her body anyway.
What is it, Philippa Hamilton? Yeah, that's her name. I know, but exactly. And apparently that wasn't good enough, and so they fired her. I was fired because I was too fat.
That's just
the reporter said, how can Barbie be fat? Because she does look like Barbie. But then again, isn't that what they wanted to say the standard of beauty was, Barbie?
I don't even know about that, because truly, I mean, Barbie was always Barbie anyway. You know, I mean, I just never.
But children, get, you see, that's the whole. No, Barbie wasn't just Barbie. This is the whole perpetuating.
I never had that issue with Barbie.
You have to be thin because people. That's why when they do those studies, which doll you think is pretty, the children always choose the white Barbie versus the black Barbie because it does get into their psyche what society is thrusting at them at an early age. So, yeah, they think this is the model. This is from young. You're getting this is the model of what you need to be. That's why you have all these anorexic.
I never compare myself to a doll.
Look, well, you didn't, but most people do. Just like most people. No, just like most people spend a lot of their time trying to be like the stars when they're not even like them because they're airbrushed. You know?
Well, obviously, when they airbrush her.
So the thing is, it's such a false image. It's like we're killing ourselves trying to be like them, and they are not even them.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
It's like it's something that is not achievable. This is why you have kids that are anorexic, kids that are killing themselves by taking all kinds of horse pills and what pill and whatnot so they can lose weight, swallowing worms. I mean, all kinds of crazy.
Yeah,
they get the worms from the third world country and it's in there, the tapeworm, and eating all the food you eat so they can lose it. They are sick people in society, and society is the one that's creating them.
No, they're not.
Yeah, because when you if you're a kid, Kathy,
mm-hmm.
and you're growing up and all you're seeing is oh, this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Size 4 is beautiful. Shoot, size 6 is not even beautiful anymore, apparently. Size 2 is beautiful. Size 0 is beautiful. Size this is beautiful. Then this is what you want to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all the destructive things you can to get to that.
I
and yes,
just
society
not that
is. Well, you might not be because you're like, oh well. Which you're an enigma because I find it interesting, you know, because a lot of people with low self esteem go do all these things so that they can fit in, you know, so that they can be a size 2 or a size 4. You know, it's like me. I've never fallen into peer pressure. I'm like, whatever, man. You do you and I'll do me. Granted, I, like most women, have always struggled with keeping my weight to a certain level, but I have never fallen into the peer pressure. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, No. You know, it works, it works. It doesn't work. And like you said, if I'm really motivated, if I am really motivated, which I am right now, I am really motivated. I am, okay? Really motivated. I will do it. You're going to have to stop with that. I will do it. But otherwise, I'm sorry for those young girls and women that feel that they have to swallow worms. And look at Philippa Hamilton.
How do you know that has swallowed a worm?
Please. They have. You read the information when they're taking the pills that are for horses. I forgot the name of the pill. And it does something for the horse, but it makes you lose weight. It makes you drop like 50 pounds in a matter of a month.
Mm-hmm.
You, the human, because, of course, you know the horse is massive. Yeah. So, and they take it.
Where are you finding these pills?
You know what's funny was when I heard the pill's name or I read it in a magazine, I Googled it, and there was all kinds of places to get it, but I don't remember the name now, so I can't tell you so you could Google it. But, yeah, it's out there, girl. They tell you where to get it. But I can't remember what the name of the pill is. Yeah. You know, but it's interesting that that's just going on. So, what else is going on in the world other than size 4 women getting fired for being fat?
I don't know. What else is going on? I don't know. What's in the news? I have no idea. I have no idea. What's going on?
I don't know.
I haven't listened to the news in so long. I've been so busy.
Doing what?
Getting speeding tickets, apparently.
You know.
Now, you know, this is what I don't get. I have gotten 4 speeding tickets in our nation's capital in the last, what is it, in the last 4 months.
Mm.
So since June, since I got my new car, I've gotten 4 speeding tickets from cameras in D.C.,
Slow your ass down.
2 in one day.
Slow your ass down.
Don't act like you don't get speeding tickets.
I don't.
Just because it'll mail them to you.
No. I don't get speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do get a speeding ticket, I go to court. And I explain how I wasn't speeding. And then I'm let go.
Okay, I'm not even going to go. I'm not even going to go. I don't even know how you even managed to say that you weren't speeding when your camera catches you speeding.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've never gotten one of those.
Oh.
I've never gotten a speeding ticket from a camera. Well, I've gotten one speeding ticket from a camera, and it was at that spot in D.C. when you – I can't remember the name of the street. It's like you're coming up onto the 395 into Virginia – and you got to get across 4 lanes. Those mofos got a camera there, and I didn't know. And, of course, you got to speed, or somebody will be all up into your front seat, you know, from the back, if you don't speed to get all the way over to the floor. And then after I got that camera, that ticket, I realized, I'm like, oh, there's a camera there. So I'm always trying to be cognizant, and that's where you're getting your tickets, because I saw your ticket. I looked at it, and it's that same location.
Yeah.
So you need to, when you
I got another one. I got it on the way to New Jersey, which makes me so mad, because that was the weekend that I didn't have to go to New Jersey.
For government?
Because somebody didn't do their job.
Mm.
But anyway.
Well, doesn't the government pay for that? You were on their time. I'm just saying.
I don't know why you would ask such a ridiculous
God.
Question.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I forgot to turn that on.
Why would you think... Never mind. I'm not even going to address that. But,
I got to do that later, though. Let me tell you something.
What I'm saying to you is that I got another one on 395. This one was on a Saturday, and I was speeding because I was late.
Well, isn't that why people mostly speed? Because they're late. You should have done it over here. Look.
Mm.
It's already built in.
Well. So anyways.
Apparently we're not going to be on YouTube today, people, because Kathy does not know how to operate whatever it is she's trying to operate over here.
No, it's not that I don't know how to operate it. It's that for some reason my driver for my webcam has disappeared. So we like that when that happens. We really do.
So where do you go to your webcam to start it up?
Don't worry about it. Let's go on to something else. So, all right. So, tickets, DC, hate them. Got to slow down. All right.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you said you haven't, well, you're not going to be able to respond to me on this because you said you haven't listened to the news, you haven't looked at the news. Rush Limbaugh. Have you heard about this?
He was trying to buy some sports team or something.
And he compared the NFL players or the NBA players to Bloods and Crips. And he is surprised when the players don't want the mofo to own them.
What is his problem?
So then I was watching that Anderson Cooper. I love him. I keep telling you, I would just want to go mess his hair up. His hair is just always so in place. I'm telling you, I just want to go to him and say, Anderson, let me just mess your hair up for a minute. And he probably look hotter. But anyway, apparently Rush Limbaugh was dumped from the NFL bid group, but he won't go quietly because that's who he is. He's a nut job. So apparently, his own words, his own statements that he made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the liberals, now it's all politics, the liberals are saying things against him and banning against him, and the liberals are saying he's racist, and the liberals are the reason he was dumped from the bidding group. Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we.
How did he even make that stretch?
Are you kidding me? He had some monkey-ass-looking person, excuse me, on Anderson Cooper last night saying exactly the same thing. And guess what the man had the nerve to say? This is his explanation. He said, and I quote, well, I can't quote because I can't remember the names of the players he named. He named three players, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said one was... he named Michael Vick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he named this other guy. I guess somebody was charged with murder or arrested for murder or convicted of murder. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Murder. And then another person. So he named three, right, that were criminals. So
who is this? Rush Limbaugh? Or
no,
the
person that was defending Rush Limbaugh. And I hate when I'm telling a story and I don't have the names. But anyway. This,
credibility.
Exactly. Exactly. This monkey fool that was on... Anderson Cooper last night, we're naming these three athletes, and basically he's saying, well, you got criminals in the NBA, so him saying Bloods and Crips is like it's not a stretch. That was his explanation. So Al Sharpton said, just the statement you just made alone says it's racist. He says, number one, you named three criminals in the NBA, so it's like saying all black people are criminals. So now you're saying all of the NBA players are criminals? Is that what you're saying? By calling them Bloods and Crips? Because that's what the Bloods and Crips are, isn't it? Are any of them school teachers?
You know what? I don't know.
Are any of them civic leaders?
I don't know.
They're criminals. Bloods. Crips.
Are they infiltrating the rest of the community?
My question is...
I mean, that would be the smart thing to do.
Rush Limbaugh.
Lush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh. His mouth gets him into... And then he blames the liberals.
But he's so rich.
But what I'm saying is his mouth gets him into all these things because he says the wrong things all the time. All the time he says the wrong things. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because now it's politics. I guess now Obama has something to do with this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting to hear when somebody's going to come on and say President Obama is the reason why Rush Limbaugh was dumped from the NFL bid group. damn fool. The players are the ones that took offense to what he said. And, I mean, they took offense and they're like, we don't want you. Because then it's like, we think your ass is a racist and we don't want you owning us.
Oh.
There you go. So now that has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with you, Rush, your big, stupid mouth. Close it sometimes. I mean, and sometimes it looks like he's about to have a heart attack when you see him talking and he's rambling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shut up and make some sense, please. Because I find it interesting. Some people are supposedly so intelligent. And when they open their mouth, I'm like, are you real? Are you serious? Is that what you're going to say right now? Is that what you're choosing to say right now? I don't know. So that's it with the Rush Limbaugh situation. He
couldn't buy the net.
I can't remember what's the name of the team, but he was on the bidding group, and they just didn't want any part of him. And you know, I don't blame them. So now you know everything. You got three panels of people that's gonna be like, now he's telling his little crony was saying Al Sharpton was making up quotes. Al Sharpton's like, look, Rush Limbaugh agreed that what I said is what he said. So why are you standing here telling me I'm making quotes up? The man that said it said that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like,
I don't blame him, you know.
Oh, my gosh. So it is very interesting, and I'm sure they're going to be talking more, more about it. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be talking more about it sometime soon.
So, what else are we having?
You know, it's like, you remember I say that people that do not have an argument, they attack the person instead of the argument. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course, Rush, you know, when things are, whenever there's something racial, you have Al and you have Jesse, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Al Sharpton have to say now, well, Jesse Jackson had an illegitimate child. That's what Rush Limbaugh is reminding people. What the hell does that have to do with you being a racist? Or not even racist. I don't know whether you're racist or not. What the hell does it have? But you sure is making a lot of racial comments.
Mm-hmm.
For a man that's in public and has been reprimanded a couple of times, and I guess you figure you've been reprimanded but you're still on the air so you can just say whatever the freak you want to say.
Yeah.
So, a man who is maybe racist, okay? What the hell does Jesse Jackson having an illegitimate child have to do with that? And oh, by the way, he had to remind us that Jackson wiped the blood of Martin Luther King Jr. on his shirt, so it would appear he had been at the scene of King's assassination.
What?
What did I say? They attack the person and not the argument when your argument is flawed. Have I not said this before? Yeah, so isn't it like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, so you're figuring, okay, everybody's seeing you for who you are right now, so you got to call people out now. You have to talk about, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, blah, 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 blah. You know, why don't you just take responsibility for your actions, for your words, and the people that are listening to you, I can't even imagine who these people are and where they live. Well, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Now, did you hear about Meghan McCain's photograph that I guess caused a big old hullabaloo because I guess she had a picture of herself in a tank top and everybody got all up in arms about it because I guess it was too revealing or something. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. You know, the daughter.
No. I didn't know anything about that.
Apparently, because she is Senator McCain's daughter.
A tank top?
Well, apparently she's got some boobage.
Is there a picture of it?
Yeah.
You know what?
She got a lot
Everybody
of
said what they said. They had a right to say what they said. That's just ridiculous. And more importantly, it looks like it's about to touch her damn chin. Why is your breast all the way up there? Yeah, man. You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That is just plain old. You blow that up. I mean, click on it and see if it gets any bigger.
She said, describing it as a snapshot of her spontaneous night in, the photo showed a scantily covered McCain holding an Andy Warhol biography in her hand. Apparently responding to criticism, McCain quickly followed up her picture with a longer explanation. So I took a fun picture not thinking anything about what I was wearing, but apparently anything other than a pantsuit, I am a slut.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm
I can't
not
even
one to...
tell you how hurt I am.
Well, I'll tell you.
Girl, that's a lot of titties right there.
Let me just say this
you.
Right now. You're looking like a slut right now.
I don't think she necessarily looks. Yes, she does.
You know, the funny thing is.
I don't know.
I'm not
know
saying
she has that
need,
much boobage.
I'm not saying you need a button up to the neck like Church Lady, but seriously. You
knew
exactly
are
Meghan McCain,
doing.
And unfortunately, darling,
that comes with the territory.
The picture taking comes with the territory. And when you got up that morning and or night and you put that on, you were asking for some attention.
She looks kind of tipsy, too.
She was drunk.
Oh, dang. You know, I thought maybe she just had a tank top, you know, she just looked kind of, but dang, who knew? She's got a lot of cleavage.
Now,
are those fake?
I don't know. I think it's pushed up, and women,
that
does
way
not
pushed
look
up.
Good. Why do women think pushing their breasts way up to their chin it looks good? Breasts are not supposed to be up to your chin. Breasts are not supposed to be up to your collarbone.
But if they weren't up there, I mean, they have to be up there. Because if they weren't up there, they'd be all the way down here.
No, they wouldn't be. They would be where they're supposed to be, Kathy. Right here. They're not supposed to be. Look at that. It's past her collarbone.
It is not past her collarbone. Look, if there's one thing I cannot stand is for something to be down here.
No, I'm not saying be
the
down,
top of it,
Kathy.
The top of it should be where your armpits are.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, look where her armpits
for the
are.
Love, Kathy, look. No, look at that. Look where the boobs is. And it's all falling out. She doesn't have big
she
boobs.
Really
she
serious.
Doesn't. That's all of her breasts. The only thing she's covering is the nipple.
No.
That's all of her breasts up there. She does not have big boobs. Look for her in a different picture. As a matter of fact, I don't care about Meghan McCain's boobs and whether or not she looks like a... She's irrelevant to me. I'm sorry. But what I'd like to talk
she
to you...
She does have big boobs. Look at her.
But look where they are. You see where they are? That's where her boobs are supposed to be. Look where they are in the other pictures. Right where they're supposed to be. There. There it is. It's not all in her damn throat. Anyway.
She's very pretty, though. She's very pretty. She's very blonde.
Did you hear singer Leona Lewis? What was I watching? Wendy today. Singer Leona Lewis was at a book signing in Italy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And a man standing in line for over an hour. And when he got up to his turn, he punched her in the face.
What? Oh, my God. That's horrible.
One of the gay guys on the Wendy Williams show said that's a dedicated hater because he stood online for over
that
an
is
hour.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. And punched her in her face. Now, I
why?
Don't know why he punched Meghan Lewis in her face.
Meghan
I
Lewis?
Mean, Leona Lewis, excuse me. I'm thinking about Meghan McCain. Leona Lewis. I don't know why he punched Leona Lewis in her face, but he stood online for over an hour and punched her in her face.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
She was, after a man attacked her during a book signing, he was arrested after he punched her.
Not slapped, but punched.
Punched her. She was signing copies of her new autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
Unprovoked attack. Oh, my God.
Punched her in her face. Is something about her he didn't like? Maybe she has something in the book about him.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waited in line
for over an hour.
For over an hour.
Mm-hmm. And then when he got up there, he punched her in the face. That is personal. She wrote something in that book about him.
I don't know.
She wrote something in that book about him, girl. But, you know, I'm sorry you got punched in your face, but at least they found that. But if she knew him.
She was punched in the head. She wasn't punched in the face. It says she was punched in the head.
And exactly what difference is that?
Because
it's more
face.
Damaging. Somebody punch
face.
You in your head, you
face.
Rattle your
in
brain. Right. You can punch your brain forward, and because you know that can happen.
Wow.
So to force your brain to shift forward, and there you go. So that might
she
be more
said
damaging.
Earlier, I'm so glad at the turnout. It's amazing. I can't believe people are coming to support me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
and
so thankful. And that boom.
Boom. In your head.
Mm-mm.
That was kind of,
Wow.
That was just sickening. So, you know, the Hollywood people, I don't even know what happened there. But the Hollywood people right now, apparently there's going to be a...
we don't have any video?
I don't think so.
I'm looking for some video.
The Hollywood people, apparently the Jackson family is doing some kind of reality show.
Oh, Lord.
And now they're fighting about whether or not...
Do we need this?
Do we need John and Kate plus eight?
I think they both need to go away.
Well, it's sad because the only people that's going to suffer from John and Kate plus eight
are those kids.
And they should... You know what? This is what I don't understand about people. Why they're so stupid. Listen to me. You don't have to be sleeping with John, Kate, and Kate, and John, you don't have to be sleeping with Kate, okay? Handle your business. Make the paper for your children so you can take care of them because you went out there and had eight goddamn children and you ain't got no jobs.
Mm.
But instead, you fight. I understand. I understand that you got married early. And eight kids is a lot of children. I understand that. But you know what? Do like the rest of the people do. You have who you have. She have who she have. You let's stay together for the love of the children.
Oh, Lord.
No, do the show. What I'm saying, not to stay together forever, but do the show. Put some money away for them eight children. It is eight children you have.
Mm.
And hello, all of them going to school at the same time.
Oh, Lord.
Eight, at least eight of them will be in high school and college at the same time. Eight.
Mm.
Well, no, wait a minute. Well, they had six, right? And then the twins. So, at least eight of them will be in college at the same time because I don't think they're that far apart in the age.
Well, no.
But six will definitely be in college at the same time because they have six.
No,
I think
that four of them will be in college at the same time. One of them will be in jail.
No, stop it.
One of them will be in a mental institution.
No, because if this is
two of them will be on the streets, working the streets.
I think it's just wrong when parents, once again, are always thinking about them, and not about the children. Because what they should have done is, you know what, okay, we're done. We don't want to be married. But you know what, we have eight children. They're all under 10, I believe. We have eight freaking children.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo is giving us the opportunity to set some college fund or just a little trust fund, something for the children.
Mm-hmm.
How much are they making? I think they were making like, they said they were making.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they said they were making, which I thought was a ridiculously small amount, $25,000 an episode.
That's it?
I don't know, some ridiculous number like that. So it's not
but
like
you know what? That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money because that could be like $100,000 a month.
I know.
Exactly. I know. We're so jaded. We're like, that's it. But
that's
I
all.
Amy,
I'll do $10,000 an episode.
I know, you know, because I'm thinking for your life being so invaded, that's it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so John apparently stole $180,000 out of the joint account, the court order.
I heard about it.
To put
that
back
in.
I mean, it's all crazy, and now the show's probably going to be canceled because there's so much negative stuff. So now guess who? Because John is going on to do some kind of reality show, and then John is putting his foot down. So now not only is he divorcing Kate, well, I think she's the one that wanted a divorce, so not only are they getting divorced, right, and he's going
on.
No, it was him.
That, yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Fine. So not only is he divorcing Kate, right,
uh-huh.
he's moving on to do some reality show with some other loser dads like K-Fed and them, okay?
Oh, Lord.
And he's going to be all around TV. Now he is trying to prevent her from making some money because he's saying he doesn't want his kids on camera ever again.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. But you know what, though? A judge can fix that because I think Charlie Sheen, is that the one that was married to Denise Richardson?
Yeah.
He said he didn't want his kids. She went to court and the judge, I mean, because they're like, they live with me.
Yeah.
And if you're doing a reality show about me,
yeah,
hell yeah, my kids are going to have to be a part of it. So if I'm sure those kids are going to be living with Kate because John is going to be jet-setting in Italy and,
mm-hmm.
and wherever the hell it is he's jet-setting. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him at all. You know, the thing is he realized they both were young, they got in over their heads, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You don't have time now to think, I want to go party. You have time to think, I want to go party, but I also have to think about my 8 children.
Yeah, they both do. But you know what makes me mad about that? Oh, we got in over our heads and this and that.
You
don't give
pills.
Up.
You took
you
fertility pills to get 6 children. After you already had twins, why are you taking fertility pills after you had twins? I'm telling you, all these people with these multiples, they want to be on TV.
You think so?
Oh, heck yes. They want to be like the Octomom.
I do believe that that was her goal.
Did she not already have 500 children?
She already had 6 kids.
And she had multiples, didn't she?
Yeah.
Why do you need, why do you need to be having more children? You don't have a job.
I do now believe that that was
her goal. Got a $1 million house now and a reality. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Don't think I'm interested. That's a train wreck that I sure as heck want to stay clear away from.
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it.
No, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that at all. But, you know, hey, I'm sure she'll make some money for her kids because she said that was exploitation. Oh, she said,
because they had asked her a question, the paparazzi had asked her a question a while ago, and she said that's exploiting the children. I think she was talking about John and Kate plus 8. But what she's doing now is a documentary.
Oh, right.
There's a difference.
It's
a documentary. There's a difference. Stupid.
That girl with her luscious lips.
Angelina Jolie. Stop insulting Angelina Jolie,
you know,
by saying that that crazy bitch looks like her.
No, they said she was trying to
look
like her. Oh, because
Angelina Jolie is a beautiful woman.
She's too skinny now.
She's always been skinny, though.
But she's never been that skinny. Have you seen her? Some pictures of her lately?
Yeah,
she looks bony.
Yeah, she's skinny. But then, you know, she's jet-setting to Africa. They ain't got no food there.
Maybe she has one of them worms.
No, I'm not putting that out there about her. I don't know nothing about that. I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not sending that viral. No, I'm not.
Sure she doesn't have a worm.
She doesn't need to. She's always been very thin. But, you know.
She's always been thin. She has never been that thin.
I thought she was very thin when she was in the first movie I ever noticed her in was Gigi.
Gigi? Yeah, I think it was Gigi.
She wasn't in that movie. Gia Maria Carangia. It was about this supermodel in the 80s. She was beautiful, and everybody wanted her. They were booking her, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
and she got AIDS. And, you know, that's when the AIDS just came in. It was an excellent movie. She played the heck out of that movie.
I don't know
if it was called Gigi, but Gia. Gigi. Gia. That was the name of the movie.
Because I thought Gigi was Jennifer Lopez.
No, that's Geely or whatever that was.
Oh.
No, but it's Gia.
Oh, here we go, 1998.
Gia. Gia Maria Carangia.
Gia Carangi.
Right, Gia Carangi or whatever.
Here we go.
Yeah, she played the heck out of that movie.
She died in 1986.
Amazing.
She was a fashion model.
Mm-hmm. Gia. And that's the movie where I saw her, I guess I first saw her I was like, wow.
I first saw her in Girl Interrupted.
Oh, that was way after this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was way after
My goodness, well, she was very, very young in this movie.
Yeah, and gorgeous. I mean, and the girl, Gia, was also very gorgeous. It was a very good movie.
I'll have to go back and get this on Netflix.
Gia, it was nice. But, okay, let's talk about the late night, please.
David Letterman. It's Letterman.
You know, I saw the other day, I was watching Letterman when he apologized.
Mm-hmm.
The first apology, it was comic relief. You know, he was trying to make light, because I'm sure, you know, the man is embarrassed, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I guess his wife was like, fuck that. Ooh.
Ooh, F-bomb.
His wife probably said, uh-uh, none of that mess. You need to apologize to me online. So he came out and he did a serious apology.
So did he
mess around
while he was married?
Well, that's what's coming out now, because apparently the wife and him and this person, which you wouldn't think anything of, because isn't she his assistant or something, or somebody that works with him, so you don't think anything if you all are at the same place at the same time, and apparently they traveled together, all of them, and man, now she's going back in her mind, when we traveled to St. Lucia, and I was laying in the bed, and you weren't here, you must have been in that fool's, you must have been in that hoe's room, while we're on vacation together. But now it's coming out that his place in the city, because he lives in Connecticut or something, so his place in New York City, the condo, that's where he would meet her, and I think the condo's in his wife's name, so that's like a big old punch, forget a slap in the face, that's a punch in the head, you know, because he was apparently taking her to, you know what, the thing is, I don't have any problem with Jay Leno having an affair, I don't, that's none of my business.
Jay Leno had an affair?
Not Jay Leno, ooh, putting it out there, David Letterman, people, I have no problem with David Letterman having an affair, that's his business, it's between him, his wife, and his God, but the thing what I have a problem with is, and unfortunate for him, he can no longer be self-righteous about the politicians, and that's part of his whole shtick that he does on his late night show.
I don't think he's ever been self-righteous about that. He's always poked fun at them.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't be talking about them now because you've done
the same thing.
No, he's always, he has always, do you watch Letterman?
Yes. But what I'm saying
when
is,
the man in, is it North Carolina, the one that flew to Buenos Aires?
But he never tried to cover it up.
Who?
Letterman.
Okay.
There's a difference
between... Wait a minute. I think you're confusing something.
I'm splitting hairs.
Yes, you are, and I hate when you do that because it's just ridiculous. It's just... This is why society is falling down the damn rabbit hole because people are just sitting there splitting hairs. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Oh,
Miss
by Lewinsky. The way. Exactly. You know, or I didn't
anything. Let me clarify which woman.
What the hell? Exactly. You know, I'm like, look, you did this. And you know what, David Letterman, he came up. Good for him that he did not allow himself to be blackmailed.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, good
but
for you.
But that's my point. He didn't do anything.
The point is.
Can I say what my point is?
The point is, David Letterman, and he should keep his secret, whatever, I don't care.
You don't win arguments by being louder and
go ahead, say what you
got to
say.
But my point is, what I was saying is that, you know, the difference is that he wasn't trying to cover it up. He wasn't falling for the blackmail, you know. He's like, yeah, I screwed up, you know. But to me, his shtick has always been, hell, we all do it.
Yes, except he came out in his apology and said it happened before he got married to his wife.
And?
Whereas he got married to his wife in March. Mm-hmm. And in April, he's all cozied up at some NASCAR race with the girl. So what I'm saying is, if you know you didn't do, I mean, if you know there's going to be more, you should keep your apologies to the verifiable truth.
Mm.
Okay? I am sorry that I put my family and myself and my staff in this situation. I am never going to be able to apologize to my wife enough for hurting her in this public way, but I will try. And thank you, my fans, for sticking with me and move on. Don't be out there trying to be specific that this occurred before we got married, when you know there's going to be some verifiable proof that it went on after. Okay, so you were screwing around with your assistant in February. Okay, so because you weren't married to that homely woman. Did you see a picture of her?
Mm-mm.
Because you weren't married to that homely woman until March.
Now you're calling his wife ugly. That's her not.
Did I say ugly?
You might as well say
no,
ugly.
I didn't say ugly. I said she's homely.
Now who's splitting hairs?
No, there's ugly and there's homely. You can be homely and not be ugly. It's just the way you dress that makes you
homely.
Oh,
I see.
Okay, there's a difference.
Okay, let's see what Webster
ugly
has
is just
to say.
Ugly.
Let's see what Webster has to say.
Mm.
Go ahead.
I'm done. What do you have to say? What do you know?
Let's see what
I'm going
to see what
enough.
Webster has to say about homely. 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 Suggestive of or characteristic of a home.
Yeah.
Plain or unattractive in appearance.
Mm.
Okay. All right, well.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Let's see what does ugly say.
Ugly. So, anyway, the thing is with Letterman.
Frightful,
is that what it said?
Offensive to the sight.
Mm-mm.
All right, so ugly's worse than homely.
Anyway, did you see all the Hollywood people are coming out there for Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski?
Roman.
Yeah, so what was the deal anyway with that guy? I mean,
apparently in the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, I don't know, 30-something years ago, he raped, sodomized, had lewd and lascivious behavior with a 13-year-old where quaaludes and all kinds of drugs and stuff was involved. And he pled guilty to something, but not rape. Because and people are splitting hairs about the rape right now because they're saying it wasn't rape.
I know. I heard Whoopi say that. I'm like, what?
But the thing is, though, I understand
it's
what Whoopi...
It's a 13-year-old.
No, this is what the difference is. I could see what Whoopi was saying. It's not rape. He grabbed the woman and forced her to have sex, even though it was a 13-year-old girl. She did say yes. However, it is still statutory rape because she's 13 and she shouldn't be saying yes to any kind of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, but champagne and Quaaludes help.
Well, maybe that gets her in the mood so she won't be in pain. I don't know. Anyway, the thing is, it's statutory rape, and he had pled guilty to something, and he was going to get 90 days examination. And after 45 days, they let him out and said he's not crazy or whatever, you know. So that's all the time he was going to spend in jail. And the judge allowed him to go to, I think it was Germany, to finish filming something that he was doing. And then apparently he was in a bar and a bunch of young women were around him, and the judge was pissed off because he felt it was like a slap in his face. So when he came back was to get his sentence, which was like, it's done, it's over, you did your 45 days, the judge said it was going to be harsher and he's going to go to jail. So they figured that the judge reneged on the plea agreement, and he ran because he never would have pled guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Had he known that then he was going to be thrown in jail, he would just went to trial.
Why is this coming up 30 years later?
Because he's been living in Paris or wherever, where they don't have treaties, and he's been living there for all these years, and he was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award in Switzerland. I thought they are neutral. In Switzerland, he was getting an award in Switzerland. And he went there, and he got arrested. And the funny thing is, he thought, he's been there before, and nothing has happened. So he thought, I can go now again. But apparently, when he went there before, he wasn't going to get an award, so it wasn't in the papers, probably. That's how they found out. And then he got arrested on his way there. And that's what it, and that's how this all came out, you know. And the then 13-year-old girl, which is much older right now, so she just wishes over, just let him go and be done with it. Because the thing is, even if he was to be charged with, you know, and sentenced based on then, that time then, back then it was a shorter time anyway, so he's not going to be charged. I don't think he's going to get time based on today's time. You see what I'm saying?
How old was he then?
I don't know. He was older. He was a movie producer. I don't know. How old is he now? A fossil?
Well, let's see. He...
I don't know how old he was in the 70s. I think this happened in the 70s.
Yeah, but I gotta know. Okay, well, first of all, how old is he? You're right. How old is he now?
I don't know. And that's another one of the things that I don't give a rat's ass about. He's Polish-born film director Roland Polanski awaits a public talk. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what movies he made. What is it, movies, or is it a movie?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, is it, I mean, is it one movie or is it several movies?
What?
That he made, Roland Polanski.
Oh,
he
made a billion movies.
So he made it while he was living in exile? You know, I don't know. She made a billion movies
before.
Okay, so
if she was 13, then she's 44 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's a little, she's several years older than us.
Mm-hmm. How old is she now?
Well, if she was 13 then, 31 years ago, then.
Is it 31 years ago?
Yeah. So let's see how old he is.
So she would be 44 years right now. I don't know how old Roland was. But Deborah Winger, who on her own account just sabotaged her damn acting career, she ought to go back in obscurity. I don't know why she's coming out. If she ever expects to have an acting career, she's coming out now talking about this has all been taken care of but for one technicality. You know what? Go find a little project so you can make some money.
Maybe that's why she's out.
I guess so, because they said no publicity is bad publicity, right?
You know. Okay, so he was born in 33. So how old does that make him now? Is that 76? 76? Is that how old he is now?
Yeah. He's 76.
So 31 years ago. He was 45.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
That's nasty. that's why that was statutory. That should be rape.
That's not rape. That's child molestation.
Oh, right. It shouldn't be rape. It should be child molestation. That's what it should be.
He's a pedophile.
And he had drugs, too, involved. He's a pedophile. And you know what? I personally don't give a rat's ass about Roland Polanski. He should pay for what he did to that girl. Now, I still think he should pay for it in 1970s time, not in 2009 time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have to say about Roland Polanski.
It's Roland.
I don't know why I keep calling him Roland.
I don't know.
Roman, Roland, same difference. Polanski.
God, he was 45 and he was having sex with a 13-year-old. That's disgusting.
That is actually the death. That's a pedophile.
That's disgusting.
So it wasn't rape, it was pedophilia. That's what it was. Oh, girl, who was I watching? Wendy Williams. Okay, you're going to have to start watching either Wendy Williams or the Atlanta Wives because we're going to need to discuss some of this mess. Because there's some crazy women on the Atlanta Wives. But anyway, I was watching the Wendy Williams show the other day. And guess which actor that you love used to make money, take care of himself by selling his body?
Terrence Howard!
No. I don't know if you love him, but I think you like him because he's an excellent actor.
Denzel?
No.
Oh. going to say he would never do such a thing.
Al Pacino saved
himself. Al Pacino!
Yes.
What are you talking about? That is such an old rumor.
No, it's true.
He Al Pacino was never a prostitute.
Well, not in the sense of walking the streets, but he was living with this older woman where she would take care of him and all he had to do was have sex with her.
Al Pacino's prostitution confession.
Ah! Okay, stop.
Oh, my God!
Yes.
Oh, my God!
Exactly.
No way!
Yes.
Okay,
way.
Here we go. Ah! Ah, I'm stuck. Ah!
Yes, Al Pacino, prostitution confession.
I am stuck. My webpage is stuck. Okay, let's do this again.
So, yeah, basically he said, you know, I think he is a fantastic actor, scent of a woman. I thought he did a great job in that. I thought he did a, him and Robert De Niro, they are fantastic actors.
You know, Al Pacino was so intensely good looking in the first Godfather movie.
Oh, was he ever?
I mean, he was just...
Scarface? I love... Let me just say, those, I could watch those. All those were...
He's still gorgeous.
Look at him.
Listen, he said, at 20, I lived in Sicily by selling the only asset I had, my body. An older woman traded food and housing in return for sex.
Yeah.
I woke mornings not really loving myself.
But you had a home.
You had a roof over your head, honey.
And you had clothes and probably some damn gold chain.
Sicily, huh? Oh.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Honey, you could have lived in my house for free, too. How you doing?
That's exactly what Wendy said.
I know.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I thought that was hilarious. When I heard that, I was kind of, you know.
I can't believe it. I mean, I guess I can.
Yeah?
Prostitute at 20 for food and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said.
Yeah.
Wow. So why is he saying this now, though? I mean, why? Why?
I don't know why he said it now. I don't know. Maybe because, is he writing a book or something?
Probably. I mean, you know, you got to stay in the news.
You do. I don't think he needs to be in the news, but hey, you know, because I think his work speaks for himself. I think the people that need to be in the news are the people that are non-acting fools. The celebrityism carry them through. You know.
You gotta.
Yeah. I know you have to be in the news somehow, but I don't think he needs to be in the news. He's an exceptional actor. I think he's fantastic. For me, for older him, Clint Eastwood, I just think those are two sexy men. That's just my thought. I used to love Clint Eastwood and those dirty, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all of those. They call them spaghetti westerns. Oh, I used to love him in those. And was he in the that was Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah, Charles, what did I say?
You said Charles Bronson.
Oh, Charles Bronson. He did. What were those movies called? You know, all those series that he did about killing. He's always killing somebody, getting even. Charles Bronson.
Oh, those were called.
Like Bruce Willis had his Die Hard. What were those called?
No, Dirty Harry was Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, and Charles Bronson had, I can't remember what those movies were, but I used to love those because he was just, he's serious. Is he dead?
Is he dead?
Charles Bronson.
I don't know.
Okay, well.
We'll have to figure that out
and talk about that next week.
Yes, we will.
So.
Oh, I had it.
You did?
I did.
And what happened? I didn't know. All right, people. Have a good weekend. Stay warm. We'll catch you next Thursday.